You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
New Zealand?
Yeah, I know. Surprise or what?
Well, not like your mum.
No. It was like, oh, by the way, everyone, I'm heading off to the Antipodes.
Really?
Well, it's not quite true. It's an organised trip with the Felbersham Dairy Discussion Group. It was me who told her about it.
How long for?
2 weeks. She goes on Friday.
Well, no reason why not, I suppose. Take a break, get away from it all.
I'm wondering if it's a midlife crisis.
No. New Zealand's meant to be such an amazing place. I'd go like a shot.
Would you?
Oh, yeah. Drop everything and head off to the other side of the world.
Well, I'd miss your big shop opening.
Yeah. You're right, it's going to be a busy week. Well, I hope your mum has a great time. Thanks so much for the lift.
Oh, you're welcome.
Begging for rides everywhere. Oh, it's going to take some getting used to.
Any time. Bye then.
Bye.
Helen?
Hi. How's it all going?
It's going fine, but why are you here?
Pip was driving to the garage.
I said I'd come and pick you up later. You didn't have to go bothering Pip.
She offered. I was getting bored at home. There's so much needs doing here.
And you're meant to be having a quiet morning.
Rob, I've had lots of rest and I don't feel tired.
You say that now.
I promised to stop driving and that's fine. But I don't want to be stuck at home like a prisoner. Come on, aren't you pleased to see me?
Well, I suppose now that you're here.
Is Henry...
Yeah, he's fine. Tony's looking after him.
Great. I'll go and say hello and then I'll see if Mum needs help with a new stock.
I've got some lovely juicy sarsanas this year. Look how big they are. Well, I think it makes a lot of difference to the pudding.
Yeah, I'm sure it does, Mum.
So, when I've got all this weighed out, I'll see if anyone wants to help me.
Is Ruth up there in the yard?
I can't see her.
I don't know if she wants any coffee.
Oh.
But then I'm not sure what's going on in her head these days.
David, you mustn't worry about this New Zealand trip.
What, me worry?
I know it's come as a bit of a surprise to us, but when all's said and done, why shouldn't she?
Hello.
Oh.
Hi. Some coffee here, if you'd like some.
Sorry, am I interrupting something?
No, we were just talking about...
I know, I heard. Jill's right, David. It's only a 2-week trip.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone keeps treating me like I'm about to emigrate or something.
Well, it is a bit further than, you know, Costa Brava.
And it's not just a vacation. It's going to be a learning experience too. A research trip.
That's true, I suppose.
And I can afford it. Now I've got a bit of money coming from Mum.
Hey, is that coffee?
Hello.
Hi.
You want some?
Oh, yes, please. Sorry, should I go back out again?
No. We were just talking about...
My trip to New Zealand.
Oh, well, if you're off on Friday, you'll have to think about what you're taking with you.
Oh, there's plenty of time for that. I won't need much anyway.
Summertime. Shorts and sunglasses.
I've been talking to the guy who's organising it. They're going to send me a list.
That'll be a help.
There's your coffee.
Thanks. I'm going to take this out with me.
Okay, then.
I'll be down with the calves.
Right.
So, Pip, are you going to help me stir the pudding later?
Oh, I'd love to, Gran, but I'm really not sure if I've got time.
So, now it's become a business-related research trip.
David?
Well, last week it was all about needing a break to sort herself out, to get over Heather.
Can't it be both?
I don't know. I think there's more to it. She's got other reasons she's not telling us.
No.
What do you think, Pip?
I'm sure she doesn't have any mysterious ulterior motive.
Pip?
I do get a slight feeling she's not being totally straight with us.
There, Mum, see?
Well, if that's what you really think, why don't you just ask her?
Helen!
Hi! Look, come and see. Our first big display, all arranged and ready to go.
Yes.
OK, so it's only the jams and preserves and stuff, but it's a start. What do you think?
Well...
Oh, I think it looks great. Really exciting.
Yes.
You can really begin to see, well, to get an idea of how it'll look when they're all filled up with our wonderful quality organic produce.
Yeah. Where's Pat? Isn't she helping you?
In the dairy. We've got to decide which ice creams to put in the freezer display.
So she's gone and left you to it?
Ah, she's coming back in... Oh!
Helen?
Oh, no, it's all right. Just stood up too quickly.
Darling, come on. Haven't you done enough for today?
Rob, I'm okay. You mustn't worry.
Well, can you blame me if I do, when you start to look so pale and tired?
I'm not. I mean, I don't feel...
Look, you've done a great job. You've made wonderful progress. I'm very proud of you, so why don't you let me take you home?
I'm not quite finished yet.
Leave it. Pat can do it for you.
But it won't take me long. Then all I've got to do is call Elizabeth about her cheese order.
Well, can't I do that?
No. It's better if I speak to her myself.
Well, come on. It can't be that complicated.
Which batch to give her? How long it'll take? Does she want it cut and wrapped?
Yeah, yes. All right. But I think...
No, half an hour, and I'll be ready to go. Promise.
You sure this is such a great idea, Dad? Maybe it's best to leave it.
Well, you can go if you want. I'll talk to her.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hi, Mum.
So, you all done?
Yeah, no problems. I'm off in for a shower.
What, is this some kind of a delegation?
Well, kind of.
So?
Look, about this New Zealand trip. Me and Pip, well... We both think that you have not been completely honest with us.
What?
It's not just about Granny Heather and getting some space, is it? We feel like you're making some kind of statement here.
Yeah.
Statement?
You don't have to tell us if you don't want, but, love, if something's not right, if you're upset or unhappy, we need to know about it.
Dad's right, we do.
All right, then. If you really want to know...
So?
It's... Well... I really don't feel as if I've got a proper role on the farm anymore. Simple as that.
What?
Mum, come Ruth?
On. No, seriously. You two have proved that you can run the herd perfectly well without... Look how well you coped all the time I was away.
No, it's only because we had to.
Yeah, and we were so relieved to have you back again.
Yeah.
That's nice of you, but be honest... You've got used to managing without me and doing things your own way. Now I'm just someone who does the milking for you and helps with the cows.
Ruth, that is ridiculous.
How can you possibly say that, Mum?
Because it's true. You say we get some sheep from Wales, we get him some sheep. You say we do without the mixer wagon, we do without the mixer wagon.
Come on, that was a joint decision.
Oh, really? So what about the AI? Was that a joint decision?
That was just a misunderstanding.
No, I got the message plain enough. You and Pip have got your own ideas. You don't need me getting in your way.
Ruth?
Mum, no, it's not like that.
That is so untrue. You're the one with all the knowledge and experience. How could we possibly manage without you?
You'll find out over the next couple of weeks, won't you?
Mum? But Dad's right, we need you, and the boys do too. And not just because of the farm.
Oh, why else? Now you've got your gran back to look after the house.
Oh, come on. Pip doesn't mean that.
No, you're our mum, aren't you? We need you here. We love you.
Well, you both wanted to know. So there's your answer.
Voila. Scrambled eggs.
Oh.
You've done quite enough for today, so I knocked it up while you were in the bath.
That's kind.
And... a tomato salad.
Thank you.
Darling, I thought you'd be famished after all your hard work.
Oh, yes. I think maybe I had the bath too hot.
Oh, all right. Well, help yourself to dressing.
Oh, no thanks.
Henry and I went ahead and had ours. He was hungry. He's doing a drawing, you and me.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, he's just finishing it now. So, are you pleased with our progress on the shop? I think we're well on track for Thursday.
Yes, touch wood.
Good to have the outside displays finished at last. Though, Bert Fry's such a perfectionist. What's the matter? Aren't you feeling hungry? Well, eat up. Don't let it go cold.
Actually, I'm feeling a bit sick.
Helen.
Oh, sorry. I don't know what's the matter.
Don't you? Is it really so very surprising?
I
Helen, didn't I try and tell you? I could see how tired you were. I tried to get you to stop, but no. You insisted on pushing yourself beyond the limit, and now look at you.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So why didn't you listen to me? Why didn't you come back home when I asked you? Are you determined to make yourself ill?
Not ill, just tired. I just need a good night's sleep. I'll be okay in the morning.
Helen?
I'm sorry, I can't really eat this now. I'm going up to bed.
If she says she feels left out, then I suppose we have to believe her.
But I just don't get it, Mum.
Look, try not to take this to heart. Remember what a terrible year she's had.
Yeah, I know all that, of course.
The whole world's been turned upside down. It's no wonder if she's feeling confused about things.
Mum, it's a bit more than that. She thinks that me and Pip are pushing her out. So she's turning her back on us as well. On me.
No, I'm sure she's not.
Well, that's how it feels. Feels personal. Almost like, well, like a rejection.
David?
OK, so, you know, me and Ruth, not always been a bed of roses, but these things run deep, you know? It's like with you and Dad. That's how close we are.
I know that, darling.
Well, I mean, if it was the other way around, I'd never have dreamt of springing something like this on her.
Perhaps you might, in different circumstances.
Well, I can't imagine what.
David, whatever her reasons, I'm quite sure she's not rejecting you or anybody. I can see why you're finding it difficult. But, well, as you get older, you learn to be a bit more philosophical.
So?
Like with me this afternoon. Only Ben turned up to help me mix the pudding.
Oh.
I was a bit disappointed, but they're not little children anymore. And if you think back to this time last year, well, I thought that was my last stir-up Sunday ever at Brookfield. But here I am again. So it just goes to show, you never quite know what the future holds, do you?
Is that meant to make me feel better?
It means sometimes you've got to stop worrying and have a bit more faith in the people you love.
Yeah. Yes, Mum, I suppose you're right.
Helen.
Hmm?
Good morning. Do you think you can manage some tea?
Oh, thanks. Wasn't really asleep.
Oh, you drink it while it's hot. Then you can sleep in for as long as you like.
I haven't quite decided where I'm going.
So let me decide for you. You're taking the whole day off.
Rob, I really am feeling a lot better.
That's what you said yesterday afternoon, remember?
Well,
I'm not having a repeat of what happened last night. It's not worth the risk.
What, even if I went in for an hour or two?
There's no need. There are plenty of us willing hands to work on the shop.
There's only 3 days left to go.
And I'll make sure we keep up to schedule. You stay just where you are.
All right.
Good girl.
How's Henry?
He's fine. All ready for school. I'm going to take him in now.
Oh, thanks. Oh,
And I'll make sure somebody picks him up this afternoon.
Rob, you won't forget about your job interview. 12 o'clock?
It's in the diary. I'll take my stuff down to Bridge Farm and change there.
OK. Will you be back for lunch? I'd love to know how you get on.
Yes. See you then.
Good luck.
Here, what about this one?
What?
It's just come up. Luxley Barrett, 2 beds.
2? Oh, how much is it?
It's not cheap, but it's possible.
No, let me see.
And it's got a little garden, look. Hey, we'd be all right in there,
no? Oh, no. Look, Eddie, what? It's another flat share. That rent is just for one room.
What? Oh, blimmin' heck. That's daylight robbery. How can they charge that for one room?
Oh, I don't know why you're so surprised.
Oh, well, let's try another website.
You won't want to hear this, but I think you're wasting your time. Hello?
Hello. It's me.
Oh, Kathy. Oh. Hello.
Morning.
Come on in.
I'm sorry to disturb you. I wanted to catch you before you went to work.
No, I'm off in 2 minutes. What's this about?
Well, it's about Joe.
Oh? Oh, dear. What's he been up to now?
I'm afraid
he's... Oh, blimey, is that the time? Right, I've got to be moving.
Eddie?
Yeah, I can't sit here all morning. I've got to see to the turkeys.
Turkeys?
Yeah, I'm late already. I'll be back for dinner.
Bye.
Ta-ra. Bye, Kathy.
Bye.
Go on then, Kathy.
I've just taken Joe back to his room. He was wandering around the bar in his long johns and dressing gown.
Oh, no.
A couple of our guests had a bit of a shock.
Not again.
And we've had a complaint.
Oh.
I thought you ought to know.
Oh, Kathy, I don't know what to say. I'm so sorry.
I know it's not your fault. Joe's his own man, and he has his little eccentricities.
Oh, but that was so naughty of him. He knows he shouldn't do that. I don't know how many times we've told him.
Yeah, I know you do your best. But when people start making official complaints...
Oh, yes. Yes, I understand. I'll go straight in and have a word with him now.
Clary, the thing is, it's not as if this is a one-off. We're coming up to one of our busiest times of the year. We've got people coming this week to stay for the home farm shoot.
Yes.
And with Caroline and Oliver away, I'm the one who's in charge. It's me who's responsible if anything goes wrong.
Yes, Kathy, I know what you're trying to say. You've all been so kind and generous to us, but we've outstayed our welcome.
You know it's not me personally. I'd be more than happy for you to stay.
No, no, you've given us fair warning. And we're doing our best to find some other accommodation. But, well, there ain't much choice out there. Not that we can afford.
Oh, Clary, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, it's not your fault.
It's all so unfair. It's so hard on you. And I do think it's disgusting the way Hazel Woolley's treated you.
No, it's not your fault, Kathy.
Yes, but I hate doing this. I hate having to put any more pressure on you. After all these years that we've been neighbours, more than neighbours, you know what it's meant to me and Jamie, having you all next door.
Oh, Kathy.
Well, the last thing I want to do is turn you out of Grey Gables. But you can see, I'm in a very difficult position.
She did look tired by the end of yesterday.
Well, you could see that. So could I. Everyone but Helen.
Sometimes it's hard to tell her when to stop.
Yeah, I had to be very firm with her this morning, not take no for an answer.
A day at home won't do her any harm at all. And it's not as if we can't manage without her.
Yeah, she needs to save her strength for Thursday.
Oh, yes. Wild horses wouldn't keep her away from our grand opening. I might pop round at lunchtime to see how she's doing.
Oh, I'm sure she'll be fine, Pat.
Well, she might feel better if I update her on our progress. Keep her in the loop.
Oh, hell, is that the time?
What?
I suppose I'd better go in and change. I've got this job interview at 12.
Oh, is that today?
Yeah, let's not be late. Wouldn't make such a good impression.
I'm sure you didn't worry too much. They'd be fools to turn you down.
Oh, do you think so?
Yes. Although, if I'm being purely selfish, I rather hope they do. And we'd be able to keep you here.
Oh, well, that's a nice... Oh, guess who?
Helen?
Yeah.
I'll go and see how Bert's looking on.
Okay. Darling, hello.
Hi, how's things?
Fine. And before you ask, I haven't forgotten the interview.
Oh, well done.
I'm about to go and get ready.
Rob, there's something else. I've had a letter this morning. Apparently I'm booked in for a scan next week.
That's right.
But I'll only be 16 weeks. My next one should be at 20. There must be some mistake.
Nope, no mistake.
What?
Well, 20 weeks is too long to wait, so I've gone private and booked us an extra one.
Private?
Yeah, little surprise for you. And don't worry about the cost. It's all taken care of.
Oh. Well, that's kind of you, Rob.
Well, you know me. I'm getting impatient. And this time, they'll be able to answer the big question.
You mean...
You keep telling me off for calling our bump a he. Now we'll find out for sure.
Poor Kathy. I felt quite sorry for her.
Hey? Oh, she's all right. She's back home with April Cotty.
I know, but she's stuck between a rock and a hard place. She can't please everybody.
Nothing new, is it? We knew we had to get out. Now it's official.
Yes. So there's nothing else for it, is there? We'll have to take the one-bed flat and find somewhere else for Joe.
Hey, now hold on a bit, Clary.
You think that's what I want? I don't like it any more than you. It's me that looks after him. I'm the one who cuts his hair and makes sure he eats proper meals. Keeps his clothes all washed and mended.
Who's going to do that if he's on his own?
No, we just have to ring the council and find somewhere he'll be properly cared for.
An old people's home?
Yes. That's what you want to call it?
I've told you, Clary, I'm not doing that. There's got to be another way.
He can't sleep on a sofa, Eddie. We've agreed that.
I know. But it feels like we're letting him down, don't it?
Eddie, we've got to be sensible about this. He's an old man. He's 94. With his bad back and his lungs. You want him to camp out on a put-you-up all winter?
Well, you leave it to me. I'll make sure he's nice and comfy.
You can't. It'll never work. It's just wishful thinking.
So I'll get back out there and find us a bigger place.
Eddie!
One with a room for Dad.
We've been trying for weeks.
So I'll keep on looking. I am not putting Dad in a home.
Oh. Oh, I think that's very sweet of him.
Do I really need an extra scan?
Well, it's always nice, isn't it? To see the baby again.
Yes. Yeah, I suppose it was good of him. And he's paid for it now anyway.
Hello, it's me, I'm back.
Oh.
Hi, we're in here.
Wonder how he got on.
Pat. Hello.
Hello.
Has she been behaving?
Rob. She's had a nice quiet morning, haven't you, love?
Yep.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
And she's just been telling me about her surprise scan. That's very exciting.
Oh, I think so, yes.
Anyway, never mind me. How was your interview?
Well, yes, it seemed to go all right. No disasters, anyway.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Said you'd do well, didn't I?
No, I'm not sure how well.
Don't be so modest. Helen. My darling. I'll get on home now.
OK, Mum. Well, thanks for coming over.
See you soon.
Bye-bye, Pat.
Bye.
Right, I'll make myself a coffee.
Hey, come on. I want to hear more about this interview.
Oh.
What did you think of the firm? Did they tell you more about the job?
Well, yes, actually, the work sounded quite interesting. Oh. And they were offering a good package.
Hey, that's great. So, fingers crossed?
Well, no, there's no need for that.
What?
I didn't go for it. I told them not to put my name forward to the next stage.
Why on earth?
I can't be taking on a full-time job right now. You can't see that, surely.
No, I don't understand. I thought it was what you wanted.
Darling, you and the baby and Henry and the shop, those are my priorities. My life's full up already.
But what about your career and the money?
My career can wait. We've got all the money we need.
Oh, our savings won't last forever.
Well, if they do run out, we've still got Peggy's little nest egg to dip into.
No, it wasn't meant for that. It was for a house deposit or for...
Helen, my love, don't you think Peggy would rather we put it to any good use rather than leave it sitting in the bank? And anyway, and far more importantly, this job wouldn't have been a 9-to-5. I'd have had to work some evenings too, so you'd have hardly seen me except when I got home exhausted at the end of the day. Is that what you really want?
Well... No, of course, but...
So, there you are. It's the right choice for you and me and our baby, isn't it?
Now, William came round while I was unloading the van. He wants me to go baiting on Wednesday. He's a bit anxious. It's a big day for him. Justin Elliott's coming down, so I said I'd help him out. Clary?
Oh, sorry, I'm a bit frazzled. Been on the phone to the housing department.
Oh.
Took me half hour just to speak to the right person. So, don't you want to hear what I found out?
You're going to tell me any road.
Well, actually sounds quite hopeful. I talked to a nice lady and she said that, first of all, they'll have to do an assessment. But so long as he meets all the criteria... She said they'll definitely find him some emergency accommodation.
Yeah, right. Stick him in a home and forget about him.
Eddie, I know you don't want to face up to it, but we'll have to in the end. This means the council will look after him better than we can. They'll make sure he's got his own room in a place where he'll be properly cared for and looked after.
Yeah, yeah, I know what it means.
Well, it's not forever, is it? It's only till we get ourselves together and find a house of our own.
Sounds like you've made up your mind already.
Well, if you won't, one of us has got to. We don't have no choice.
OK, then. Dad goes into a home. So, who's going to tell him?
Quick, here he comes. Ready?
Oh, I'm not sure about this, Linda.
Kirsty, if I ask him, he'll just say no. You're an old friend. He'll listen to you.
Oh. Kirsty!
Roy! Hi.
I'll leave you to it. Be persuasive. Good luck.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, hello. Just off to get my lunch.
So, what's the pool like? Not too busy?
No.
Great. Time for me to get in a few lengths, then.
Linda and I were just talking about the Christmas play. About Calendar Girls.
Oh, yeah? How's it going?
Fine, yeah, it's all good. And guess what? I've got my photo shoot tonight.
Oh, so this is for...
Yeah, for the real life calendar. So I'll have to, you know...
Well, rather you than me. Hope they got somewhere nice and warm for you.
Me too.
Don't want you catching a cold.
Oh, well, at least the men don't have to strip off, though.
I didn't know there were any men in the play.
Oh, yeah, a few. Mostly small roles. Kenton, oh, Harrison and Neil, they're all joining in. Loving it too. But, well, we've still got one male role left to fill.
Oh, no.
Oh, Roy, why not? It's only a small part. You'd be perfect for it.
No, I'm sorry, Kirsty. I just don't have the time.
Yes, you have. What else do you do when you're not on a shift? Go back home and sit on your own?
Well, Christmas. I'll be doing overtime.
Oh, come on. It's only a few rehearsals. It'll be a laugh. And you'll get to hang out with all of us lovely ladies. And honestly, you don't have to take your clothes off.
Well...
At least come along to the audition tonight.
Audition?
Yeah. Linda's happy to have it here at Grey Gables. Especially for you. Roy? Go on. Please.
These two here, I separated them out.
So what exactly is the problem?
Off their food, for a start. I saw they weren't eating the concentrate, and they're not interested in the silage either.
Okay.
And you can see, they just don't look right, do they?
Let's see what the trouble is. Okay, all right, steady.
I hope it's not what I think it is.
Have you smelled their breath?
No, I've not had a chance to get up close enough.
Right. Yeah, yeah, come on, knock up. That's it.
So, what do you think?
Yeah, pear drops.
Oh, are you absolutely sure?
Yeah, it's that sweet smell, there's no mistaking it. The key turns on her breath, it's ketosis.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, it's just what we don't need right now. You know what it means.
Yeah, they're not getting enough sugar energy from their feed.
Yep, and they're both in full lactation, so they've started to metabolise their body fat.
Great, so the yields are going to be way down.
Well, at least it's nothing worse. They're not about to keel over or anything.
It's not good, though, is it?
No, it's not. OK, I'll go and make up a drench. We need to sort them out as quick as we can.
Linda?
Ah, good.
Look who I found.
Hello.
Roy, hello. Come on in.
Hello, Roy.
Elizabeth.
So good of you to come along. I'm sure you won't regret it.
OK, then. I'll leave you to it.
Kirsty!
Now, Roy, here's your script. And there's no need to look quite so terrified.
I expect you're wondering why I'm here too.
Kind of.
Yes, let me explain. You see, Elizabeth's playing the part of Annie and you'll be auditioning for John.
Yeah?
John is Annie's husband.
Oh.
I'm playing Mari. Now, I'm going to ask you both to read a few pages together to see what sort of chemistry there is between you.
I don't know. I'm not sure if this is such a good idea, Linda.
Now, come on, Roy. Don't be so modest.
Linda, is there anything for us to drink? Some mineral water.
Oh, yes. That's a good idea. I'll go and find some.
Chemistry?
Roy... It's only the Christmas play. It's just a bit of harmless fun.
Harmless? You know what we'll all be thinking.
Oh, for goodness sake, I mean, who cares what anyone thinks? And it'll show them how we've both moved on from all that.
I guess.
And it's not a very long part. John dies a tragic death in scene 3.
Oh.
So I'm up for it, if you are.
Right. If you do your best to steady her...
OK.
Keep her head up, if you can. That's it. Whoa, 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 whoa. Need to get the bottle over her tongue.
So what's in your magic medicine, Dad?
Oh, the usual mix. Treacle, glucose, and... Oh! Ooh, hey, 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 hey!
Mind you don't drown her.
No, it's going down the right way.
So you've got some glycerol in there as well?
Yeah, full works. Should perk her up a bit. And then I'll give her a shot of cortisone.
Hey, hey, hey. Go on, it's good for you.
It's just so bad that we let this happen. It may not be just these two that are affected. There could be a lot more with subclinical symptoms.
Oh, so that's not going to help our yields.
There. She's had her dose.
Okay, girl. Off you go.
And it's such a basic mistake getting the feed balance wrong.
Mum would never have let it happen. Not while she was in charge of the rations.
No, she wouldn't.
So, do you think we'll have to dump the new system and go back to the mixer wagon?
Not if I can help it.
Well, but if they're not getting enough energy...
Let's drench the other one, eh? And we'll take it from there.
Lead on, my little elf. Remember, he can't walk very fast.
All right. I think we've done enough. Thank you, Roy.
Well done. You were great.
Yeah, was I?
Yes. Yes, you did very well indeed, as I was quite sure you would.
Thanks.
There are just one or two little points we'll need to address when we come to our next rehearsal.
I'm not certain if I'll do it yet.
Oh, come on, Roy. You can't back out now.
You really think I'm good enough?
Yes. Yes, Roy. We'd be delighted if you played the part of John for us.
Well, that depends.
On what?
You sure you're okay with it, Elizabeth?
Yes. Why not?
We all know why.
Roy, whatever idle gossip there may or may not have been in the past, this is theatre. This is art. We have a licence to rise above the petty concerns of the day-to-day world, and I'm quite sure you and Elizabeth will behave strictly according to the high standards of our profession.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, yes.
So, will you accept the part?
OK, then.
Good! I'm so pleased. I know we wouldn't find anyone better.
Well done, Roy. So, I think we deserve a drink after that, don't you?
I checked them out again. They're looking better already.
That's good.
So, now you've had a chance to think, what's the verdict? Are we back to the mixer wagon?
No, I think we should keep on as we are for now.
What, and risk more ketosis?
Forewarned is forearmed. Mm. I'll order in some higher energy concentrate. That should solve the problem.
At a price?
We'll see how it all stacks up in a month or so. Oh. And Pip, maybe it's best not to bother your mum with this right now.
No?
She's got enough on her plate, and we don't want it to spoil a holiday.
You're still worried about her, aren't you? About why she's going?
Well, she's off on Friday, whatever. I'm not going to say any more.
OK.
Although I remembered, I met a couple of Kiwi farmers when I was NFU chair. They came to visit. North Island guys. And one of them I kept up with.
Really?
Yeah. So I emailed him last night. Mm. And I told him Ruth was coming over, and he's just got back to me. Yeah. Really nice, friendly message.
Yeah.
He says she must come and stay, if she can make it.
Oh, that's good.
Well, means your mum will have one friendly face over there. If she does get homesick.
Well, apart from all the obvious, I think it's an interesting play. It touches on some quite deep issues.
Yeah.
Especially for me, as Annie. A woman who loses her husband and... ends up feeling a bit lost.
Well, you know what it's like, don't you? You've had to be brave and put your life together again. That's why you're so good for the part.
I hope so. Though I must admit, I'm still a bit nervous about the, all the rest of it.
So, had your photo taken yet?
No, I think I'm down for the weekend. That's when we're doing the December group shot too.
What, all of you together?
Yeah. It's a bit of a first time for me. I hope I don't burst into giggles or come out in goose pimples.
Well, you've got nothing to be nervous about. Elizabeth, sorry.
No,
I didn't mean...
don't worry about it. Thank you.
Hey.
Oh, here she comes.
Hello. Are you all done?
Yes. Just call me Miss November.
So tell me, I'm dying to know, what was it like? Was it terribly embarrassing?
Well, no, actually, it was fine. Linda's got it really well organised. Oh, and Robert's such a sweetie, so discreet. My theme was ornithology.
What?
I was meant to be a bird watcher.
What? Out in the dark, in this weather?
No, Roy, it was all shot indoors. Oh. Robert had made up this sort of stage set for me. Very professional. All I had to do was strip off and stand there.
Oh, I get it.
So how did you... Yeah, I mean, what did you use to, you know?
Well, it's surprising what you can hide behind some dried bulrushes and a pair of binoculars. Oh, and hey, I hear you're going to join the cast.
Yeah, Elizabeth talked me into it.
Oh, that's great. You'll get to join in all the fun.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, can I get you a drink, Kirsty?
Oh, no thanks. Oh, I'd love to, but I'll have to head off. The long drive back to Felbersham.
What a drag for you.
Well, actually, you two can be the first to know, I'm thinking of moving to Ambridge.
Yeah?
Oh, good. Makes a lot of sense.
Well, as I spend most of my time here anyway.
So whereabouts in Ambridge?
Oh, that's the problem. There aren't many options, as the Grundys have found out.
You'll be renting?
Well, I can't afford to buy, and I don't want to live on my own, really. So I'm looking for some kind of flat share. It's quite a long shot, I know. Though it doesn't have to be a flat. A house share would be fine. Like someone who's got a spare room they don't need. You know, I could pay a bit of rent, share the bills.
Yeah, that might work.
It would have to be someone I'd get along with. Though I'm pretty well house-trained, of course.
Of course.
Any ideas?
Can you think of anywhere, Roy?
Yeah, can you?
Well, I guess. There is my place.
Yours?
Yeah, I mean, I got a spare room and I don't mind sharing. It's not the Ritz, but it's okay.
Yeah, I remember your place, Roy. And I love it.
So, how about it?
Well, what's the matter?
Oh, nothing. Oh, I can't sleep.
Oh, what time is it?
4:30. Oh, I didn't mean to wake you. Every time I nod off, I dream of Justin Elliott.
Well...
Oh, it's like the end of the first drive. The beaters are through and there's no birds. Not a single blooming one.
Oh.
Justin's there with Brian and they're looking at me and then...
What?
And then I wake up sweating.
Well, come on. Try not to worry.
Yeah.
Oh, you've worked so hard and you've got everything ready. And there'll be plenty of birds.
Well, there better be. I can't have another disaster like last year. Or I might as well pack it all in.
No, don't say that. You're a good keeper.
Hmm.
It's all going to be fine. So let's go back to sleep, eh?
Justin, hello. How lovely to see you.
Hello. It's lovely to be here. You're looking very well.
Oh, thanks. Now, look, help yourself. You've got a busy day ahead of you.
Oh, we've been looking forward to it. I've promised them some of the best high birds they'll get in this part of the country.
Yeah, well, let's hope the birds behave themselves.
And some of the best cooking. It's worth the journey just for one of your sumptuous venison stews.
Well, as it happens, you're in luck.
Oh, Rob, good morning.
Morning, Justin.
Yeah, good to see you. I'm so glad you could make it this year.
Oh, me too. Thanks again for the invitation.
That's my pleasure. We should be in for a good day's sport.
Yes.
And you'll be coming to the Hunt Ball?
Oh, yes, we're staying on until Friday.
Ooh. Oh, that's splendid.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to grab one of those sausages before they all disappear.
Yes, I should. Oh, he's such a charming man. I do love it when he brings all his friends down here.
Hmm.
Well, it brightens up our dull country lives.
Yes. Though, I hear you've got your own special event coming up soon in December.
Oh, Adam and Ian's wedding, yes.
Yeah, it must be nice for you to have a proper family wedding to look forward to.
Yes, it is. I mean, I know they've sort of done it once already, but...
I guess it says a lot about their commitment to each other.
Yes. Yes, it does. I think it's a lovely gesture, especially after that... Well...
After what?
Oh, nothing really. Granny! Hello, Phoebe!
Morning!
Hey, Granny. Mm-hmm. I had a letter this morning.
And who from?
From Oxford. And guess what?
What?
I did it! They've asked me to go for an interview.
Oh, Phoebe, darling!
You're putting plenty of dogs through the game cover.
Oh, yeah, we're not short of dogs or beaters, thank goodness.
What about birds? Okay, don't answer that. As long as we get to drive Spitfire before lunch.
Oh, yeah, I'll make sure we keep to the plan.
Yeah, well, you know it's Justin's favourite. It'll put him in a good mood before we break.
Yeah.
Will, I wish you'd sound a bit more confident.
I am, really.
Good, because I don't need to remind you what an important day this is. We don't want a repeat of last year.
No.
Right, let's get started. As soon as you're ready.
Okay, Brian. Hello, Pete? You ready down your end? Over?
Yeah, we're all set to go. Over.
All right. Well, keep them moving. Take it steady. Good luck. Here we go.
Justin, how'd you get on?
Oh, terrific, wonderful driver. I couldn't reload fast enough.
Good, well, plenty came your way.
High and fast, just how I like them. That's not to say I could hit the blighters.
Oh, no, you seem to have done pretty well.
Tremendous fun, though. Best I've had this season.
Spitfire hardly ever lets us down.
Well, it's been a successful morning all round. Your keeper's done himself proud.
Now, Jennifer, anything I can do to help?
Oh, Rob, that is kind. Could you put those onto the tray, please?
Yes, of course. Oh, something smells good.
Well, it sounds as though you all deserve a good lunch, from what I've heard.
Well, no shortage of birds. Justin's very happy.
Yes, and so is Brian. Oh, quite a relief. And on top of Phoebe's good news.
Yes, clever girl, eh?
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, it doesn't mean she'll actually get in, but she's one step closer.
When's her interview?
It's early next month. She did tell me.
December. Oh, let's hope it doesn't clash with Ian and Adam's big day.
Oh, yes. So I don't know how Phoebe will feel about taking any time off at the moment.
Yeah, Jennifer, something you said earlier about Adam and Ian's relationship? Surely you've never had any reason to worry about those two. They've always seemed so devoted to each other.
Well, actually, between ourselves, there was a time when I was just a little bit worried.
Surely not. Why was that?
Oops!
Oh. It's okay, I've got it.
Oh, thanks, well done. But there's too much stuff on here.
Can you manage?
Yeah. Yes, thanks. I'll take this out for the beaters. Here we are. Some more bread rolls as well, in case you run out.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Is everyone happy out here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very happy. I am, anyway.
Oh, good.
Yeah, a lot happier than I was at breakfast.
And so you should be, Will. I'm hearing nothing but compliments. Well done.
Yeah, wow. Until I actually saw them birds in the air, I weren't going to believe it.
Oh, you needn't have worried. Oh, your dad's looking a bit glum, sitting on his own in the corner there.
Yeah, Kathy's been on to them again. It's official. They've got to be out of Grey Gables.
But surely not just before Christmas.
Well, as soon as they can. But they can't find anywhere to go.
Oh, dear.
Well, nowhere decent any road. Dad's been looking all over.
How awful for them. And it's such a shame all of our cottages are booked.
Yeah, well, maybe if you hear of anywhere else.
Well, yes, of course. I'll keep a lookout and let them know straight away.
Oh, you put us all to shame on that second drive, knocking them down all over the place.
Oh, I had a few lucky shots.
Well, I wish I had some of your luck. You know, you really ought to come out more often.
Well, I'd love to.
So, have a word with Brian. See if you can get yourself a gun for next season.
It's more a case of whether I can afford it.
Ah, yes.
Justin, here, have a drop of this.
Oh, yes, please.
Rob? Not for me, thanks, Brian. Oh. That's my lot. Or I'll be shooting holes in the sky.
I'll warm us up for the afternoon.
Yes. Shame about young Titchener.
Huh?
We were sorry to lose him from Barrow Farm.
Oh, yes.
And, of course, it's been quite a sorry tale there since he left. One disaster after another.
Yes, Barrow's had a lot of bad luck.
Well, that's one way of putting it. Tell me, has there been any word on the grapevine, or gossip, rumours?
Nothing I can think of.
No.
Well, I'd better drink up. Time to go.
Maybe this isn't the best time and place.
Look, why don't you come back at the end of the day and have some more of this?
Well, that sounds tempting.
Then we can have a proper chat.
Here, you can take care of this lot for me.
Oh!
Yeah, my tips. I reckon there's over 600 quid.
Oh, yes, Poppy. Look at all that money. Oh, well done. And after all those sleepless nights, eh?
Yeah, that'll help towards Christmas, eh?
Oh, yeah. And Mia's got some exciting news too. She's going to play Mary in the church nativity.
Yeah, that's great.
Will, aren't you pleased for her?
Yeah, of course I am. I'm just worried about Mum and Dad and Grandad. Oh. Well, I've still got nowhere to live. They might end up homeless for Christmas.
No, Will, of course they won't.
Oh, if they can't find somewhere to rent, I did think, well, they'd have to come and stay with us.
Will, how could they?
I don't know. We'd squeeze them in somehow.
Oh, come on, we're squashed enough already. We haven't got a spare inch.
No, I suppose you're right.
And they will find somewhere, even if it's not in Ambridge. Nice little flat. Well, that's no worse than Grey Gables, is it?
Let me guess. He's been telling you about his herbal lays.
Because I asked. There's been so much real concern about soil quality recently.
Adam's the one to ask.
He offered to take me along and show me what he's been up to.
Well, if you're interested, I'd take him up on it.
There they are, darling. Come and say hello.
Ah... Is this the young lady I've been hearing so much about?
Justin, you know Phoebe, don't you?
Yes, indeed. Hello.
Hi.
And congratulations.
Oh, well, it's only an interview, but thanks.
Just an interview. You've done jolly well to get this far.
Yes, hasn't she? I was quite surprised myself. The competition's just so insane. But she's been working very hard.
Oh, that's not enough for Oxford. You've got to be pretty damn smart as well.
Oh, I don't know. I think a lot of it's just down to luck.
Oh, not only brilliant, she's so modest with it.
Grandad.
Oh, Justin, you're empty. Fancy a top-up?
Well, I won't say no to that. And maybe a quick word in your ear, Brian.
Oh, yes, of course.
There, see? Everyone's so impressed.
Why do I feel a bit like a circus act?
Well, you're not the one who's having a nude photo taken at the weekend.
Is it that soon?
Yes. Linda's having hers done on Friday, and then it'll be me and Elizabeth on Saturday, along with a big group shot.
Well, I think it's great.
Ah, do you?
If you've still got it, why not show it off?
Well, yes. It's just how I feel myself.
Well, you're probably aware that Barrow Farm has been underperforming for quite a while.
Well, it's had its problems, I know.
And then, bang, we lose 100-plus cows to botulism. You can see why I'm so concerned.
I mean, as for the PR, we did our best to smooth things over.
Oh, for which I am eternally grateful, of course. But I'm afraid we're stuck with a more long-term problem.
Oh?
You might put the infection down to bad luck, but in my experience, bad luck seems to go with bad management.
Well, but sometimes.
And it's got a whole lot worse since Charlie Thomas took over. I'm almost wondering if he's the right man for the job.
Charlie? Well,
I expect you see as much of him as I do. What do you think of him?
Well, he seems a pretty decent sort of chap. Bright enough, too.
That's not exactly a ringing endorsement,
Brian. Well, I'm afraid I don't really know him well enough to judge.
No, fair enough.
And I suppose Barrow Farm isn't his only responsibility.
Such a pity Rob chose to walk out on us.
I can appreciate that.
And to be perfectly honest, I don't understand why. I've never got to the bottom of it. I was hoping you might be able to shed some light on it for me.
Me?
Anything you might have picked up about what happened. What's the real story there?
No, I honestly know no more than you do.
Nothing at all?
No, sorry. If you want to know the truth, you'll need to ask Rob.
Okay, you two, all ready for the big rush? Only a couple of minutes to go.
Yes, we do know what time it is, Rob.
Right.
Oh, sorry, didn't mean to snap.
Ellen's just a little bit nervous.
No, no, not really. What was all the fuss about out in the yard?
Oh, Fallon and Harrison, they've been moving stuff into the cafe.
Oh.
They're all bits of junk and whatnot, just as we're about to open. Talk about bad timing.
Not the best, I suppose.
No, I've been chivying them along. Don't want the yard full of their rubbish just as we're about to open.
Oh, it's not all rubbish. They've got some nice bits and pieces.
It's all about our image, Pat, after we've gone to so much trouble to create a more contemporary feel in here.
Well, yes, I suppose.
Well, perhaps not counting Tony's tables, of course. Oh, but I wish Fallon hadn't chosen this morning to bring all her stuff here.
Well, I suppose if they're not opening for another 3 weeks,
right,
they could have...
I will just go and double-check the outside displays.
All right, love.
Pat, you will make sure she doesn't overdo it?
Don't worry. I'll keep an eye on her.
Thanks. I know she wouldn't have wanted to miss out on today, but I am a little worried about her. Don't want her getting exhausted again.
No, we don't.
So, if we all do our best...
Well, we'll have plenty of help. Tony's around and Tom's coming in later this morning.
Good. I don't mean to fuss,
no,
but...
No. She's jolly lucky to have you to look out for her.
Yeah, well, someone's got to... That's why I had to turn that job down.
You turned it down?
Yeah, didn't Helen tell you?
No.
Oh. Well, I was tempted, and I think they'd have taken me on, but with Helen the way she is, it wasn't really an option.
You turned it down because of Helen?
I have to stay where I'm most needed.
Yes. Yes, I see.
Hey, your car's just arrived in the yard.
Oh,
and they're getting out? Oh, they're coming this way.
All right, stay calm.
Let's get to our places, shall we?
Oh, yes, quick. Our first customer.
There are 35, 36, 37.
Dad.
What?
I'm checking out properties. It don't help you counting.
I'm doing me accounts. I'm adding up how many turkeys we sold. And you want to know what the answer is?
Yeah, I know.
The answer is not enough. Not by a long chalk. Not this close to Christmas.
Oh, it's starting to pick up a bit now. I had those two orders yesterday.
Well, even if we do sell them, we still ain't got nowhere to draw them.
Oh, Dad.
What's the truth, isn't it? We ain't got the proper facilities. We ain't even got our own kitchen. Who knows where we'll be in a couple of weeks' time.
Oh, that's me done for this morning.
Hello, love.
Hello, Clary.
You too busy sitting around?
I only just got in myself.
Hey, Clary, that shop opening down at Bridge Farm.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, I heard they was giving out free drinks.
Oh, so you want to go and sit there all afternoon?
Well, I wouldn't mind popping in.
Yeah, so how's it going?
Sure, I've been stuck in the dairy. Seem to be a few cars in the yard.
Yeah, so if somebody can give me a lift down,
They're having a little opening ceremony at 4 o'clock. I'll take you down then if you like.
Oh, ta, Clary, look.
Though, before we go anywhere, Joe, we all need to sit down and have a little talk.
Talk?
Yes. Me, you and Eddie, right, Eddie? And maybe now's as good a time as any.
Well, not for me. I'm going out.
I thought you only just got in.
No, well... This just came up on the internet. 2-bed flat in Ollerton.
Oh, 2-bed, eh?
Yeah, ground floor with yard.
How much?
Yeah, well, not the cheapest, but we could manage it.
No, Eddie, there must be some mistake.
Oh, it's here, look.
Why aren't there no pictures?
Well, who cares? I'm going to get there before anyone else does.
Well, you could call them first.
Oh, I can do that on the way.
Yeah, but you don't know what it's like. You don't know nothing about it.
Yeah, I'll find out.
He's right, Clary. If it's got a roof and 4 walls, that's good enough for me, as long as we're all together, eh?
Yes.
Oh, Eddie.
I'm off. I'll see you later.
Oh, I'm glad we had all that change. We're going through it fast.
So they're not all just here for the free wine, then?
No. Sales have really picked up this afternoon.
Not bad for our first day.
It's been really encouraging. As much as we could have hoped for.
Oh, thank heavens. It's great to see so many locals here.
Now, darling, Tom's taken over the deli counter, so it's break time for you.
Rob, I'm okay. I don't need a break.
You tell her, Pat. She won't listen to me.
It mightn't be such a bad idea, love. Just a few minutes.
Well...
There. Do as your mother tells you.
If we're going to have this opening ceremony, shouldn't we do that first?
Oh,
well...
Here, excuse me. Can I have some more wine?
Only one glass per customer, Joe.
Pull out a glass? More like a thimbleful.
Go on, then. Here you are.
Ah, oh, ta, very much.
So, what do you think of it all, Joe?
I like them old tables.
Good.
So I ain't sure about the rest of it. Huh? Well, it's too modern. Like you're selling computers, not carrots.
Oh.
So is that your considered opinion as a marketing expert, Joe?
Well, you asked, I'm just telling you.
Right. Let's do this, shall we? For those of you who can remember our old shop, you'll see we've come a long way since then. We'll be selling a whole range of fantastic goods, not just our own wonderful, fresh, organic produce, but also some new and exciting products that have never before been available in Ambridge. So, without more ado, I now declare our new Bridge Farm shop open. Thank you all again for coming and for your support, and we hope to welcome you here as regular customers. So remember to tell all your friends and pick up one of our brochures as you leave. Thank you.
Good. That seemed to go down well.
I think I said enough.
Oh, yes.
Hello, everybody. Can I just have a moment's quiet, please? I'm sure you all appreciate just how lucky we are to have such a wonderful state-of-the-art retail outlet like this in our community. I know a lot of city people who travel half a day to get their hands on this kind of produce. But, of course, it didn't just appear out of nowhere. It's the result of a lot of careful planning and hard work. I count myself very lucky to have played just a small part in making it happen, but, of course, the real credit goes to the Archer family. Pat, Tony, Tom, and, most of all, to my own very lovely and magnificent wife, Helen Titchener. So, can you all raise your glasses, please? To Helen.
Hello.
To Helen.
These plastic cups. One swallow and it's all gone.
I don't know why you're complaining, Joe.
Well, I'm still thirsty. I'm going to ask for another top-up.
All right. Go on, then.
Clary.
Oh, hello. You made it, then?
Yeah, just got back from Ollerton.
Oh, so you had a look at the flat?
Yeah, waste of blooming time.
How bad was it?
Oh, terrible. Down in a basement, full of damp, no proper daylight. And the so-called second bedroom weren't much bigger than a broom cupboard.
Oh.
I mean, how they got the nerve to charge rent on a place like that? It weren't fit for animals.
Well, Cat says I'm surprised. I knew it were too good to be true.
Yeah. What do we do now?
We've got no choice, have we? It'll have to be the one bed.
Oh.
We can't put it off any longer, Eddie. I keep telling you. We've got to talk to Joe.
Oh, success. She's sitting down. Tony's going to make her some tea.
Oh, well done. I think she's ready for it.
Yeah, and more good news, there's a girl here from the Echo.
A journalist?
Yeah. She tried to collar me with some made-up journalese, one man's journey from Barrow Farm to family business.
You ought to oblige her, Rob.
Oh, no. This is your party, not mine. I told her if she wants her story, go and talk to Tom or Helen.
Oh, that's very modest of you.
Well, I'm not here to steal your thunder. No, I'll get back to the deli counter.
Rob, wait. Here. Thanks so much for everything.
You've nothing to thank me for.
Oh, yes, we have. This would all have been so much harder without you. Especially for Helen. We're very lucky to have you.
Here, Joe, I got you a tea. Come sit down.
Yeah, grab a seat, Dad.
What's all this about? And are you just going to have myself a nap?
Too much free wine, eh?
You can nap later. We all need to have a little talk.
Oh, no, it's about me going in the bar in my dressing gown.
No, it's not about that.
Ah.
Joe, you know we can't stay here at Grey Gables for much longer.
Yeah.
And you know how hard we've been looking for somewhere to go.
Oh, I know it's all that.
Eddie's done his best. But we can't find a place with two bedrooms.
She's right. They're just not to be had.
Yeah, well, so I'll have to sleep in the sitting room. Is that what you're telling me? Well, that's all right. I don't mind that.
No, Joe, we've got to be sensible about this. You can't go sleeping on a camp bed.
Oh, I don't see why not. I've done it before.
Your bad back and your chest. You'll end up with bronchitis or worse. We can't let you do that.
So, what are we going to do then, eh?
Well, what we'll have to do is find you somewhere with a nice room of your own, where you'll be warm and cosy and properly looked after.
What do you mean, looked after?
Well,
you'll be cared for, be nice people who'll make sure you're comfy and keep your clothes washed and get you proper meals.
At home? You're going to put me in a home over Christmas?
Oh, Joe, it won't be so bad. We'll find you a nice one where you'll be happy and we'll make sure you're with us for Christmas dinner.
Carrie?
Yeah, and it won't be forever. Just till we find another house to live in.
Daddy, you're putting me in a home.
Joe, don't say that. It's hard for us too, but you can't come with us.
I don't want to go with a home.
Dad, now listen. You know we'd do anything. We'd move heaven and earth to keep us all together. We've tried. I've searched high and low. I've been all round the county. But it just ain't possible. So we're all going to have to keep our spirits up and make the best of it until we can all be back together again. I know you can do that for us. Can't you?
I ain't got no choice. Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, Joe.
I'm sorry, Dad. If there was any other way...
No. I understand. That's the way it is. And so be it.
Oh.
Ruth? You've got a visitor.
Hey, hi.
Sorry, I expect you're frantically busy.
No, I'm really glad to see you.
If you're doing okay, I'll leave you to it. Let me know if you need a hand.
I will.
So, I couldn't let you go off without saying goodbye.
Oh, that's nice. I'm aiming to travel light, but it doesn't seem to be working.
Yeah, I know just how that feels.
I'm going around in circles, keep putting stuff in and then taking it out again.
OK, I'm the expert. Let me give you a hand.
As you probably heard, Brian took a lot of persuading.
And this is the patch you started with?
Yeah, the original lay I sowed in the spring. And we're already seeing the benefits.
Well, it all looks very green and pastoral.
Well, of course, all the big changes are going on underground, as I'm about to show you. So, Justin, if you take a look.
What's that, half a metre?
About that. And you can see the soil's a decent texture, a lot less compacted. And if I can find you some... Ah, there. That's a taproot from the chicory.
Oh, a good few centimetres.
Next year they'll go even deeper and fetch up a lot of water and nutrients from the subsoil. That helps the whole soil ecosystem.
Natural fertility.
You've got it. That's the name of the game. Less soil damage, lower inputs, lower costs.
Well, if it's that easy, why isn't everyone doing it?
That's a very good question. I think a lot of arable farmers are resistant to any kind of change.
Perhaps they don't like the risk.
Or perhaps they don't like to think too hard about the long term.
Yes, fair point.
So, if we head down this way, I'll show you a field I sowed more recently.
Oh, yes. Such a lovely old barn.
Well, it's more of a cowshed, really. We don't use it much anymore.
Yeah, it's perfect. Just the sort of place you'd expect to find a milkmaid.
Oh, yes.
I think if I put my milking stool here, underneath the hayloft.
And where do you want the corn sheaves?
Oh, just leave them there for the moment.
Yep. All right.
Now, I need to think about just how I'm going to do this.
So, when's Robert coming up?
In about half an hour.
And you want to have a sort of dress rehearsal?
Well, more of an undress rehearsal. Oh. Yes, a lot of people will end up with my picture on their kitchen walls. So I want to make sure all my props are in exactly the right places.
Yes.
Before Robert comes along with the camera. And I'm going to need your help.
Oh, I see.
Oh, come on, Jennifer. We know each other well enough.
Yes. Though it is quite chilly in here.
So I'll have to be quick. Here, you hold my dressing gown. Yes. And I'll get myself ready.
And thanks again for giving me the guided tour.
Yes, I'll have a look now.
Oh, is that...
That's Mum. Sounds like she's down by the old cow shed.
Huh.
Yeah, all right. I think we're all clear.
I don't know what she's up to. Right, if you hop in, I'll take you back.
No, that's okay, thanks. I think I'll walk down, say hello to your mother.
There now. How's that? Well, come on, before my teeth start chattering.
Look, can you bring your left corn sheaf up just a bit, about an inch?
Is that better?
Yes, absolutely fine. Now, you can sort of wriggle the rest of your back behind the bale.
Hello?
Oh, Jennifer,
good afternoon.
Oh, my goodness, just...
Oh, no! No, help, my dressing gown. Quick!
Yes, quick!
Well, ladies, I'm so sorry.
No, fine.
What are you doing here? How dare you come barging in here?
I'm sorry, I really had no idea.
We were just doing a photo shoot.
Yes, I do see. I do apologise. I'll get out of your way.
And please stay away. Oh, of all the people in the world, had to be Justin Elliot.
How does David feel about your trip now?
He's not said much. Not since I made me little speech about being left out of the farm. Mm. I get the feeling he's not sure what to make of it.
I suppose that's understandable.
Really? I've had to put up with his unilateral decisions. Now it's my turn.
And how do you feel about you and David?
Oh, I don't know, Usha. I'm hoping I'll find out when I get there. Ask me again when I'm back.
You'll keep in touch, won't you?
Yeah, of course I will.
And Ruth... I know you're going for lots of very good reasons to get over your mum, sort your head out, take stock of where you are, but try not to lose sight of all the good things you're leaving behind, all the people here who love you.
I know. I've lots to be grateful for.
Well, just remember, it'll all still be here for you when you get back.
Ruth, how are you doing?
Fine. Yeah, I'm ready.
I've made sure she's got everything she needs.
Great. Right, well, if we're going to catch that plane, we better be on our way.
Justin! Oh, Rob, hello! You're looking very dashing tonight.
Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking as gorgeous as ever, positively radiant.
Oh, thank you. It's probably the champagne. Where's Helen? Is she here?
No, she had such a busy day yesterday. She's had to bow out.
Oh, that is a shame.
I've been telling Rob about my little surprise.
Oh, dear, yes. Oh, poor Linda. And it was all my fault. I should have thought to warn you.
No, my fault for blundering in.
You do realise it was Linda who started the petition to close Barrow Farm?
Yes, though that hardly lets me off the hook. I sent round a bouquet of flowers by way of an apology.
That was very sweet of you, Justin.
Oh, and Rob, on the subject of Barrow Farm, I was hoping to have a word.
Oh?
Right, I'll see where Brian's got to and I'll catch up with you both later.
Is that a promise? Now, Rob, you know how very sorry we were to lose you as manager.
Ah, yes.
And I'm sure you had your own very good reasons for leaving us.
Well, I expect you know my wife's pregnant and her health's a bit uncertain. So I felt I needed to devote my time to her and to the family business.
And that's all there was to it.
Well,
what about that Polish chap, Stefan? He seemed to depart rather suddenly too. Rob, if there's anything you'd like to tell me, I promise you I'll treat it with the strictest confidence.
You know I have a great respect for Charlie Thomas. He's a capable manager, but... Well, let's just say he can sometimes be a little autocratic.
Heavy-handed, you mean?
Well, mostly over small things like staff taking time out for family emergencies.
Hmm.
And, well, perhaps he wasn't always on top of day-to-day finances, a bit too ready to delegate. let others take responsibility.
Yes, I see.
But as I've said before, I've a lot of time for Charlie. He's a decent man. If a little, well, complicated.
Yes, yes, I understand. Well, thank you for being so frank with me. That's all very interesting.
Well, looks like your flight's on time.
Yeah, that's good.
You've got a heck of a long journey ahead of you. Should we grab a coffee before you check in?
Oh, I think that's the rest of my group, by the luggage drop.
Oh. Oh, so who's the tall bloke who's showing him along?
That's our group leader, Sam.
Who?
Oh, Sam somebody. I've never met him. I only recognise him from his internet profile.
Okay.
Well, I suppose I should go and join them.
Yeah, mustn't hold you up. So, well, I hope you have a really, really great time.
Thanks. I'll do my best.
Yeah. You go off. You forget all your troubles and you're not to worry about a thing, OK?
OK.
We'll miss you, of course, but... Well, 2 weeks. It's not so very long, is it?
No. I'm going to miss you too.
You take care, love. And don't forget to keep in touch.
I won't.
Bye then. And, Ruth, just remember, I love you.
Yeah. I must go. Good luck with the farm. I'll see you when I'm back.
Bye.
Go on then, Charlie, give it your best.
Oops. Oh, dear.
Well, good try.
Jennifer. Oh, your glass is empty.
Well, I...
Yeah, I've managed to grab a bottle.
No, I shouldn't really.
Oh, come on, it's only once a year.
I just can't say no to champagne.
He's going to try again? Oh, no.
Dear, Charlie's not on form tonight, is he?
Say not.
Oh, and, Mum, did I tell you? He's coming to the wedding. Charlie.
That is nice.
Well, I wasn't sure if he'd accept. He's always got so much on.
Well, we must add him to the list.
Adam, I'd say Ian's looking a bit out of his comfort zone over there.
Oh, yes, you're right. I'd better go and look after him.
Oh, I do so enjoy the hunt ball. I'm having such a lovely time.
Good. Jennifer, you really think this wedding's going to happen?
Well, why not?
No, no reason, I suppose. It's just from what you were saying the other day.
Oh, perhaps I worry too much.
Yeah. Oh, look at them. It's hard to imagine a more devoted couple.
Yes. Oh, to see them now, you'd never guess.
Guess what?
Oh, well, it was a few years ago now, and I'm sure Adam's regretted it.
Adam? What would he ever do that he'd come to regret?
Oh, Adam... Oh, not an ounce of selfishness or duplicity in him. And he let himself down. One of the pickers, too.
The pickers?
Yes. Oh, no, Rob, no. No, I shouldn't have said that.
Ah, no. Mr. Titchener, your turn, I think.
Oh, look, could someone else have a go?
Oh, come on, you show us how it's done.
Really? Oh, well...
No, go on, give it a blow. You can't do worse than Charlie.
Rob.
All right,
Rob.
Then.
Good man.
Right, well, if you all give me a bit of space...
Rob, no, wait. Swear not to breathe a word to anyone.
Jennifer, of course. I solemnly swear I won't tell a living soul.
Oh, good. Well, thank you.
Right, now then.
Come on, Rob.
Come on, here we go.
You can follow The Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.